You might remember I did some stuff on a bloke called Hugh McDermott, who tried to discredit the former police officer, Ray King, when he was standing for selection, or election, I should say more correctly, in the previous federal election on behalf of the coalition. Mr. McDermott is a Labor Party operative. Well, I've got some bad news for Mr. McDermott. Mr. McDermott, I'll just get some information on him, on what he does for a job, but I'm pretty sure he's a lecturer or has some connection with Charles Sturt University in relation to policing matters. He calls himself Dr. McDermott. I would think he must be a doctor of law. Well, he's maybe a doctor of law, but he's not a doctor at making sure he doesn't break the law, because one of my listeners has sent me a photo of a motor vehicle on a Sydney road sometime in the last 72 hours. And on the side of the motor vehicle is a big photo of Hugh McDermott. And then a big name that says Hugh McDermott, Labor for Prospect. Mr. McDermott's in the right-hand lane of the road, and I have a photo from beside the car, then another photo from another angle, which shows Mr. McDermott on his mobile phone. Well, unless Mr. McDermott lent the car to someone on that particular day, and if you go to 2GB.com, you can see the photos there now of Mr. McDermott using his mobile phone, if it is in fact Mr. McDermott. But it's certainly a car that carries the sign Hugh McDermott, Labor for Prospect. So we've placed a number of calls to Mr. McDermott this morning to ascertain whether he in fact was the driver of the vehicle on the day in question. So here we have a man who involves himself in policing, and I believe he's a doctor of law, that's what I believe, breaking the law. And what I say all the time, and this is not just about truckies and people that work for companies with their name plastered all over it, you would think the last thing a bloke would do, if in fact it is Mr. McDermott, who's offering himself for the state seat of Prospect in the forthcoming state election, would drive a vehicle with his name all over the side of it, his head plastered all over the side of it, and be using a mobile phone at a time when he's offering himself for public office as a state member for Prospect. So, Mr. McDermott, can you confirm whether you were the driver of the motor vehicle? If not, who was driving the car? Yes, here it is here. He works as a barrister and is a director of financial crime programs at Australian Graduate School of Policing and Security at Charles Sturt University. He's the president of the Rotary Club of Wetherill Park. He's a trustee of the Smithfield RSL sub-branch. He served 7 years with the Army Reserve. He's the brigade president and volunteer firefighter with the Rural Fire Service. He's got a great record of public service. But if it's him driving the car, he's a melonhead, because it's the only description I could see apt that that you drive a car with your name plastered all over the side and use a mobile phone when you're offering yourself for to be the member of Prospect. We've spoken to Hugh McDermott, the candidate for Prospect in the forthcoming, Labor candidate for Prospect in the forthcoming state election. He's confirmed that it was his car. He was driving it, and he said he never uses anything but the hands-free. We've sent him a link to our website clearly showing him with the phone directly in front of his mouth using it illegally. For people saying, oh, it's not clear, he's confirmed that he was driving the car. He lent the car to no one. He was in it, and he disputes the fact that he's using it. I'm sure when he looks at the photo, he'll realise that he was using the phone yesterday and will apologise and hopefully donate $303, the fine, to motor neurone disease. Either that or we'll send the photo on to the commissioner's office and they can fine him anyway.